WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In my book, a movie with an exotic subject or setting already has a head start. Whisk me into an unfamiliar world for a couple of hours, and I'm much more likely to forgive the missteps you take there. I may even be too busy looking at the scenery to care. Lawrence of Rhode Island might bulge with sinuous camera work, but I guarantee you it won't compare with Lawrence of Arabia. And, at the other end of the spectrum, there's Powwow Highway, a movie so ineptly written and directed that it would be unwatchable if it weren't for its subject matter, the dreams and disappointments of contemporary Native Americans. Our heroes are two Cheyennes, a wiry, handsome little scrapper named Buddy Redbow, and his enormous and enormously charming sidekick, Filbert Bono. Buddy, who's played by A. Martinez, is a tribal leader on the Cheyenne Reservation in Montana. He's a veteran of the 1973 revolt at Wounded Knee, and now he's fulminating against land developers who want to strip mine the reservation. All of which rather murkily results in the arrest of his sister down in Santa Fe. It seems the land developers are in cahoots with the police there, and they intend to lure Buddy southward to rescue her. That way he won't be around when the tribe votes on the developers' proposals back in Montana. But it isn't long before the filmmakers give up on trying to cultivate and clarify this plot. Instead, they fall in love with Buddy's pal Filbert, who's played by a winsome bear of a man named Gary Farmer. Filbert isn't too swift, but he's a fervently spiritual soul, a nearly penniless ne'er-do-well who dreams of the Cheyenne glory days, the days of dappled ponies and brave warriors and powerful spirits. Filbert's pony is a rusted-out Buick that he purchased for a bag of marijuana. And when he offers to take Buddy down to Santa Fe in it, Powwow Highway finally becomes the mildly loopy road movie it's been aching to be from its opening moments.
Filbert.
Yeah, the cheer brothers coming.
I'm really worried about you.
About what?
I'm concerned with your appearance. If you want to be a warrior, you gotta dress right. That's an essential part of the ritual.
Got no bread for buckskin.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, maybe we could work something out. What about your pony? Ain't prepared for battle, that's for sure. Don't even have a damn AM radio.
That's a fairly limp scene. And unfortunately, Powwow Highway seldom rises above it. The director, Jonathan Wax, has no idea where to put the camera or how to tell his story. The characters never develop, and their friendship fails to expand. And every time we find ourselves falling for the blissed-out Filbert, Wax insists on showing us the visions he's blissing out on. We get literal-minded postcard shots of Filbert as he imagines himself, all decked out in warrior regalia, or of the countryside he dreams of, with horses prancing where junked Chevys are now piled. Powwow Highway, in other words, is fairly awful. And yet, I really didn't mind watching it. It's fascinating and disturbing to peek into the world of contemporary American Indians, into their political network, into the way they link the hard present with the glorious mythical past, into the reservation saloons where they dance and shoot pool. These are the sort of images, at once grim and oddly joyful, whose exoticism is gripping, even when we're forced to peer at them through a lens as cracked and grimy as Powwow Highway.